Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings dropped a tough one against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, but they have to quickly prepare for another tough battle against the Buccaneers on Sunday. Let's get right to your questions. The first one comes from Jim in St. James. It looked like the same old Vikings defense out on the field at the end of the game. How can this be fixed? I think Mike Zimmer is going to get right on top of fixing this thing, and the reason we should be optimistic the Vikings can fix it is because before that last drive of the game, the Vikings defense was playing lights out. That the Vikings defense has been playing so well these past few games gives me the confidence that they'll be able to fix the late game woes that caused us to lose a tight one in Buffalo. The 15-play, 80-yard drive is a hard one to swallow, but I think it's something those young defensive players like Anthony Barr and Xavier Rhodes can learn from, and they'll be better for it going forward. Our next question comes from Paul in Mankato. Even after a loss, it's hard not to be excited about Anthony Barr's play. How good can he be, and who would you compare him to in the NFL? I don't want to put a comparison on Anthony Barr. I think he can be his own player. The one thing that's special about Anthony Barr is he's a three-down linebacker who can play against the run, he can rush the passer, and he can play in coverage. In fact, it was a play that Anthony Barr made on Sammy Watkins against the Buffalo Bills that really stood out to me. He got a pass breakup when he was sitting in zone coverage. If you remember in the pre-draft buildup, that was the one knock on Anthony Barr. Can he play in space in pass coverage? He did a great job on that particular play. The sky is the limit for Anthony Barr. He's going to fit great in Mike Zimmer's defense for many seasons to come. Our next question comes from Chris in Minneapolis. How would you evaluate the offensive line's play? I think like a lot of other parts of the Vikings offense, the offensive line can play better. There have been times when they played well. For example, against the Buffalo Bills, they had the number one ranked run defense in the NFL. The Vikings came into Buffalo and ran the ball up and down the field on them. I think that's something upon which the offensive line can build. Can they play better? Yes, they can, particularly in pass protection. But there are some good things happening. And also remember, the offensive line was playing with a backup center and a backup to the backup at right guard for most of the game in Buffalo. It's going to take those guys a little bit of time to gel, but once they do, I think they can move forward and be a productive part of the Vikings offense. Our next question comes from Paul in Austin, Texas. Do you think the Vikings should run the option with Jerick McKinnon, and why don't you see the option run in the NFL? The reason you don't see NFL teams use the option very often is because it exposes quarterbacks to big-time hits. Teams want to protect the investment they've made in their quarterbacks, plus big-time hits are a bigger risk in the NFL because defenders are bigger, stronger, and faster at this level of play. But that doesn't mean you can't use the read option from time to time. Jerick McKinnon is very experienced handling the ball because he was a quarterback in college. He ran a triple option at Georgia Southern. If you remember in the game against the Lions, Jerick McKinnon pitched the ball to Jarius Wright on what was a very explosive end-around to Jarius Wright. So Jerick McKinnon can do it. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Vikings incorporate a little bit of that and use Jerick McKinnon's strengths to attack the opponent. Our next question comes from Aaron in Jefferson City, Missouri. We have a young team and we need to be forward-looking. What were the positives from the Buffalo game? One thing we've already mentioned, the running game. The Vikings were the first team to run for over 100 yards against the Buffalo Bills this season, and they did it with two backups on the starting offensive line. That's something we can build on going forward. I thought Blair Walsh had a great game, hit a 55-yard field goal. The Vikings have 7 field goals of 55 or more yards in franchise history. Blair Walsh has 5 of them. I thought he had a great game, added a few more touchbacks to his total as well. Jarius Wright got involved. I thought that was a good thing for the Vikings offense. And defensively, Anthony Barr with a great game, 10 tackles, 2 fumble recoveries, and 6 sacks by the Vikings defensive line. The Vikings defensive front four has 10 sacks in the last 2 games, and the defensive linemen have counted for 9 of them. I think that's something on which the Vikings defense can build as well. Our final question comes from Mark in Houston, Texas. What's the big picture for this team? Seems like the playoffs are out of reach, so what are the goals? Well, the team goals will be to take it one game at a time, but fans like to look ahead, so let's look ahead at the Vikings schedule. This week they're at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is coming off of a bye, but this is a game the Vikings can have, and then they return home to play the Washington Redskins before their bye. The Vikings can get a win or two in that stretch. They come out of their bye, they go at Chicago, and then they have 3 straight home games. So while the 2-5 start is certainly not one that we envisioned, there is an opportunity for the Vikings to get on a run. If they can go 5-2 over their next 7 games, get it back to 500, you never know what can happen. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we'll be back next week, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And don't forget, the Vikings and Buccaneers play at noon on Sunday. You can catch the game on the Vikings Radio Network, where Vikings Radio play-by-play guy Paul Allen will have the call. Pete Bursich will be in the booth with him, and Greg Coleman will be on the sidelines.